Here is one way to view the presidential election. Two white men, born in the 1940s, are contending to lead a diverse nation in the 21st century. As they debate the pandemic, police violence, and protests, not to mention the Supreme Court, black voters hear it all. They are considered a reliable Democratic constituency, but in closely contested states, it matters how many show up to vote and whether some take the Republican side. So we've been listening to black voters in Pittsburgh, in the swing state of Pennsylvania. We got an overview of Pittsburgh from an inclined railway. It runs up a steep ridgeline, giving a view of skyscrapers downtown. At the observation deck on top, we met Tanisha Long.
It never looks the same. The way the sun sets over here, like it's a ton of different colors and it shines off the buildings.
We look down on a stadium near the spot where three rivers come together.
And you can actually walk across the bridges to get to like the Steeler games and everything like that.
Are you a Steelers fan?
Absolutely. They actually did something really cool where they honored one of the victims of police violence in Pittsburgh, Antoine Rose Jr., by wearing his name on the back of their helmets for the first game. It was so beautiful.
This year, Long founded a local unofficial chapter of Black Lives Matter. Pittsburgh is a very democratic city, although she grew up in the surrounding countryside.
Very, very conservative. You just go from seeing Biden signs to Trump signs out of nowhere.
In 2016, those conservative counties delivered a big vote for the president. In 2020, Long wants Democrats to register more voters for her side.
I want outreach. I want to see you in these counties. I want to see you talking to these people. You're going to lose a lot of these voters in counties if you're not showing up, which is kind of what happened with Hillary. I just can't have that happen again. It's really stressing me out.
Joe Biden has campaigned in Western Pennsylvania, competing against the president who was in Pittsburgh just this week. To hear how the candidates are being received, we drove downhill to another Pittsburgh neighborhood. American flags hanging from some of the old Victorian porches.
To Jacksonia Street, then turn left onto Buena Vista Street.
Buena Vista is one of the area streets named after battles in the war against Mexico. There we sat in a park with this man.
Damon Young, writer, Pittsburgher, professional black person.
Right. That's a joke, he adds. He has written a memoir. Its title is tattooed on his biceps. What doesn't kill you makes you blacker. Jasiri X, a hip-hop artist, sat 6 feet away wearing the logo cap for his company, One Hood Media.
We have a show called This Week in White Supremacy.
Do you ever run out of material for that subject, This
you know,
Week in White Supremacy?
We actually might have to do more than once a week.
The men say this is one of the few diverse neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. Most neighborhoods feel segregated.
We're sitting to you in a city that last fall was called the worst place in America for a black woman to live. This was a study that came out of the mayor's own office. They basically said a black woman could go anywhere else in this country and have a better quality of life.
Wait, this same city that is often called one of the most livable cities.
That's
a joke.
That's the thing.
Which makes it tricky to persuade people to vote.
It could be a hard sell. Because if someone says, well, we've had nothing but Democratic mayors in Pittsburgh, and like, well, it doesn't affect me. There's still this violence happening. There's still no jobs. There's still these, you know, the schools that are better in the white communities. That hasn't changed with Barack Obama being president or Bill Peduto being mayor. So why should I care?
When the president talks, he will say some of the very same things you just said. He will say, and he'll misstate Democratic Party. He'll say you've had a Democrat mayor or a Democrat governor, and it's done nothing for you.
that's some of the truth that he talks, but he also mixes it with falsehood. Because he also said, give us a chance, and we're 200,000 deaths later.
Both men say they feel their lives depend on ousting the president, and they will vote for Joe Biden. But Damon Young feels his fate is out of his hands.
We talk about how, you know, black women, black voters, Latino voters will decide, no, white people will decide the election. White people, you know, voting 60%, 65% for a person who I hold responsible for the deaths of 200,000 Americans. So if he wins again, it's not because we weren't engaged. It's not because we didn't come out. It's because white people came out and ignored the 4 years of evidence of Donald Trump being an unrepentant racist and misogynist and terrible businessman. I mean, just everything you could say about him.
We did find enthusiasm for the Democratic nominee when we drove across the Allegheny River into the Hill District. In this historically black neighborhood, we met Lisa Cunningham in a grocery store parking lot.
I don't go for the BS, okay? I listen to my facts and the way they are presented.
She talked of her daughter, who was sick earlier this year with COVID-19, and her grandkids home from school. She blames the president's management of the pandemic.
Are you eager to vote this time?
I am. There's nothing that's going to keep me from it. I'm going in there, COVID and all, to cast my vote. I just don't care.
You're going to do it in person?
I'm doing it in person.
Don't like the mail-in option?
I ain't taking that chance. I don't want to take that chance. I have my husband. We go hand in hand to vote.
Will it be for Biden then?
It will be for Biden. I adore him. I like his slow speech. He's not spitting stuff out of his mouth that don't make sense.
A few parking places away, we met Casey Turner. She's 22 and says police bias shaped her life.
At 15, I was put into the county jail for my first time because some stupid down Fifth Avenue was robbing people and I looked like the person who was going around robbing people.
I think I heard you say put in the county jail for the first time.
Yeah.
There was another time.
It was another time.
That experience is not yet translated into voting. She was over 18 by the 2016 election, but says she sat it out. The campaign was so intense, she says, she didn't know what to think. And she's been astonished ever since by President Trump.
I was surprised to actually think stuff like that was possible. You know, because when you're young and you're in school, they teach you about presidents and he's doing that we've never even seen. I actually grew up wanting to get into politics and I changed my career course because of him. I didn't want nothing to do with that.
There are officials in Pittsburgh who want to engage people like Casey Turner. One of them is Summer Lee. She's a state representative whose district includes several old industrial suburbs.
We don't get a lot of black women running for office. We don't get a lot of progressive folks running for office in Western Pennsylvania.
We talked while sitting in the Civic Square of Braddock, Pennsylvania, which is part of her district. One of the Pittsburgh area's last steel mills is just down the street. Amid the old brick houses and vacant lots, on the slopes running up from the Monongahela River, Lee ran for office in 2018.
What we ran on in this area was education and how it's connected to healthcare and how healthcare is connected to environment and how your environment is connected to your schools and the way that your kids perform. You know, we had a fracking proposal down at the steel mill, and those are the things that really galvanized folks.
She has clashed with the local Democratic Party, fought off a primary challenge for re-election this year, and differs with her party's presidential candidate. She wants to ban fracking now, while Joe Biden prefers to continue it until a later date. She supports Medicare for All, which Biden does not.
I think I read, do I have this right? You were a delegate to the national convention.
Yes.
You voted no on the platform.
I did.
Why?
It's not an inclusive platform. I don't believe it's a platform that meets the moment.
How enthusiastically are you able to support then a presidential candidate who's running on a platform that you voted against and who is on the opposite side of you on one of your signature issues?
I mean, he's on the opposite side of me on many issues, but so are lots of other candidates. If we're fighting for more equitable funding for schools, if we're fighting for, you know, police accountability and end the police violence, if we're fighting for criminal justice reform, whatever it may be, you know, we have an obligation to move us closer to that, not farther away. And I think it's very clear what's going to move us farther away.
For Representative Summer Lee, President Trump makes the choice a lot easier than it might otherwise be. It's not hard to hear the rumble of dissatisfaction along the train tracks in Pittsburgh, like the neighborhood where we met Lenny McAllister. It's called Homewood and was once middle class, but later declined.
My mother grew up right down this way on, you go down here, you'll eventually hit Mount Vernon Street.
As we talked on the street, a passing driver waved.
I love you too, cuz. I'll see you later on. That's literally my first cousin.
Just driving by in the Chevy Suburban.
From here. If you doubted me, like, well, you know, Republicans like to say they got street cred because. There you go. Just saying.
He ran for Congress in 2016 as a Republican and met us while wearing a pinstripe suit with an American flag lapel.
For me, it's being a pro-life Catholic, born and raised Catholic. It's the value of education and school choice.
although he did not vote for Trump in 2016 and says he will write in another name this fall.
When Mr. Trump said in 2015 that he never felt that he had to ask God for forgiveness as a Christian, he just figured he would fix it himself. As a Christian, you understand that you can't fix everything yourself. When I heard that, that was enough for me to take a step away from his candidacy.
Why not vote for Joe Biden?
His 1994 crime bill disproportionately impacted communities such as Homewood Brushton, where literally generations of fathers and mothers spent disproportionate amounts of time in jail.
Lenny McAllister insists Republicans could attract more black voters like him, but don't often embrace diversity. He says he embraces the black Pittsburghers we met in this story who don't agree with him.
We say we love America. We love America in the sense that we love what we're familiar with. We don't love Damon Young or Summer Lee when they disagree with us. We don't love those type of Americans when they're critical of us. That's when they become our enemy. Damon Young's never going to be my enemy. Summer Lee, as a hardcore left-leaning Democrat, is never going to be my enemy.
McAllister says he wants the country to see an elevation in tone. He says he's looking for a leader who can embrace unity, diversity, and strength.